talking until I've been told to stop talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sauce. Damn it. Yeah, report another podcast.
Yay! With your host.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
I forgot where we were for a second.
Okay, we're in the AON lab.
Yay, AON Laboratories.
With special guests.
With special guests.
Hi, I'm Jessa. I'm Jenna's daughter.
Yay. My adult daughter.
I'm 18 now.
So basically, we have a Jenna fact checker is what we have here.
What?
If I say something, you get to say if it's accurate or not.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so I did this thing.
So much responsibility.
Really?
Yeah, this is a terrible responsibility.
Yeah.
And speaking of terrible responsibility, we have one to you.
Mm-hmm.
Dear listeners, there is booze.
There is booze. This comes directly from my mother-in-law.
Thanks, mother-in-law.
Because I can't tell if she likes me or hates me.
You mean she purchased it, not... Okay.
What? Whoa, where are you going with that?
I have no idea.
No, I think that's all on you.
Yeah, this is...
That's,
this is just you.
Yeah, that's you.
Okay.
All right. Well, it smells.
This is
from the other side of the bar. I can smell it.
Yeah, this is hot donkey.
Yep.
That's not
the
thing.
The
that
cinnamon version of sparkle
ever.
Donkey.
Woo. Oh, it smells like some Red Hots went out and got drunk. All right.
All the spice of cinnamon with all the regret of sparkle donkey.
Oh God.
Here's to that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like sparkle donkey Red Hots. Oh. Yeah. It's.
I'm drinking soda.
You're drinking a virgin Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
They've already done this twice now before we started recording.
That's a lot better than Sparkle Donkey.
Yeah, unless you try to do the Dr. Tiki chant in the middle of...
Which is why I didn't.
That's why I waited until after.
Yeah, because I'm
You know what that tastes like? That tastes like the Fireball.
Mm.
Plus Sparkle Donkey.
Yeah.
This is
that's pretty much what it is.
It's a little sweeter.
I'm actually okay with this one. Yeah, sweetness to it.
It seems okay for mixing.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try mixing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly agree. Donkedly.
Oh my god.
No,
Between Hot Donkey and Sparkle Donkey, I like Hot Donkey better.
Oh, much Agreed. Better. I was deeply concerned.
Mm.
I still am deeply concerned.
Well, you're not wrong.
Not much has changed for me.
Also,
other than...
that's his porn name.
What?
Whoa.
Deeply concerned.
Deeply concerned?
Actually, I bet that
that's
would
a pretty
be your
good
porn
one,
name,
honestly.
Right? Right. Yeah. I wow, that's yeah.
And one for you.
Yay.
Yay.
Doing my engineering work here. Woo. All right.
All right,
round two.
Oh, I'm up for the what the fuck is this?
Good question.
It's a hot pepper, obviously.
Oh shit!
Ooh.
Wow, that
I'm real good at naming shit.
Yeah, because I was gonna say like Tijuana surgery, but this is much
better. It's a hot pepper.
Hot pepper.
What? All right.
I was gonna go with donkey kick, but that works too.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is somehow not as pleasant as just the hot donkey.
Right.
Is that weird?
That's
kind of weird,
first,
yeah.
Actually.
That's
I think we found something that doesn't mix with Dr. Pepper.
It does. Don't get me wrong.
I would still drink this.
But it you're
nothing
right.
is
it's,
added.
Hmm.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, exactly. It mixes. I would drink it, but nothing is added. Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like the donkey comes out a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed in that.
Because the Dr. Pepper cuts the sweetness and the cinnamon.
Maybe you just need a lower concentration.
Yeah. What was your ratio?
About this to that.
Yeah, it was about a third hot donkey to two-thirds Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe so, you need to play with the ratio.
At that point you're mostly drinking Dr. Pepper though.
Well, yeah, which happens a lot with most mixed drinks. Usually you'll have like one, maybe two parts to you know, four or five parts.
And
like,
I think salsa is
much larger.
I think you and salsa are correct that it's what I'm tasting that is not as pleasant is the donkey part of the hot donkey.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, I do not recommend a hot pepper.
Huh?
I feel like we should rename it. Because Hot Pepper is a really good name. It's a real good name, yeah. It's not this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Donkey Kick.
Yeah, Donkey Kick.
Yeah.
This is a Donkey Kick, and I do not need any more. Thanks.
I'm actually just going to pour myself a little more Hot Donkey by itself.
Can I look at the bottle?
Right. You are entirely welcome to. Careful, if you have polish on your nails, it'll take it right off.
That's...
Here,
hold
on.
Yeah. She thinks
I'm kidding.
I'm playing with ratios.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Some kids have Legos. Salsa plays with ratios.
I mean,
that's not good.
Ratios, James, are part of a balanced breakfast.
There are more things on heaven and in earth.
Damn it, James.
Oh my gosh.
That joke had layers and you skipped right past it.
I hate everything that's happening right now.
The picture on this bottle is so weird.
Yeah.
Describe it for the listeners.
It is a donkey in a suit of armor. Like, the donkey's head is poking out of the suit of armor, and he's got
a... Is it Donkey Yes.
Oh, God.
It is. Yep.
Oh,
yep, that's exactly
son
what
of
it is.
Bitch.
That's exactly what it is.
It's El Burro Esparcalo.
Okay.
It really, like, the thing underneath it, the banner, says El Burro Esparcalo.
No.
And
why?
He's got a sunburst behind him.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's the thing. I'm going back to my Dr.
Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
That's four now?
Probably about there.
If you're keeping score, I hope
you
have
run out of numbers. Yeah. All right.
You can't run out of numbers. Oh, I get it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay. Hey, what have you guys been up to?
Exciting things.
Really?
You're very...
Tell, go on.
Well, you go first, James.
There was lab on last Tuesday, the day of our last recording, which was outstanding. The show felt really fucking great. But I have to say, like, Aiden and Kayla are both fantastic musicians and comedians.
Okay.
They're very reliable as far as, like, they are going to make me laugh. we also had Nancy, who is always extremely funny with, like, very situational, strange comedy. And making me laugh with kind of like a Bob Newhart style of comedy.
Sure.
And again, laughed. But I also had two very pleasant surprises. Dennis Zestera.
Oh, sure.
They did their first stand-up set with Lab, as far as I'm aware.
I think you talked about this last time, but yeah.
And they just fucking killed it.
Awesome.
It was an amazing set. And then someone who has never done work with Fearless before, but who has done a bunch of stand-up. But Salsa, you had a question?
Going to just a tangent here for a second.
Sure.
6-1 is better.
Okay.
Huh.
A little more of the Dr. Pepper, that sweetness comes out. You get more of the
That's
Dr.
when
Pepper.
It's a hot pepper.
You got
instead
more of,
that
Dr. Pepper complexity.
Good.
And yes, you still get the tequila, but it's more of an afterthought, and it's not quite so.
That sounds a good deal more
there.
Pleasant.
So, yeah.
All right, 6-1 is the correct ratio for a
hot pepper.
So, then Dustin Elringer had never done any work with Fearless before, but has hit the stand-up comic set pretty heavily.
Cool.
And laid down, I think, 11 or 12 minutes of
nice,
pretty fucking solid gold.
Awesome.
And I was just so, so very pleased. And then Andrea and I had a blast just being really very Minnesotan.
I believe all of that.
Yeah, like, we started it out by being like, so who here is from... And then we just started naming towns, especially like very tiny towns around Minnesota.
Did you hit Duluth?
We did. I'm pretty sure we mentioned Duluth, but we also mentioned like Mora.
Mm.
I
and the town of Darwin,
I've
which
lived
has
in Mora.
200 people in it.
Right.
Maybe. Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
That's
we,
a fun word.
We had a fucking blast at it, though. And then we started the end of the show very early as a Minnesotan goodbye.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Oh. But the songs performed by Aiden and Kayla were also,
I believe it,
stellar. Yeah. No, it was very fun. And then this last weekend I went camping.
Where did you go camping?
Grand Marais.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a place.
Yeah.
It is.
It sure is.
Rad.
On the North Shore.
Mm.
And it this is an annual thing.
I always want more, eh?
So
get out.
I don't want to give that a response. So, I don't want to make any kind of noise.
Salsa, come back. I need you to push buttons.
Best, yeah. He'll take anything as encouragement from any of us. So her decision is very good. Yeah. So, the camping trip is with Salsa's co-host from Terms of Disagreement, Maddie Bubbs, and a number of our mutual friends.
Yeah.
This was our first year bringing Bear from the Awfulcopter up with us, Mr. Bear. And
you gave me like three things I needed to make sound effects for.
Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki. Good. All right.
Five.
So... The comedy started very early with this, that Nathan and I have ridden into my tiny car, which is essentially baby's first roller skate.
It really does look like a
Fisher Price roller skate, like one of those orange and blue things, but it's just in black. It's so fucking tiny.
So adorable.
And, so he and I had filled it last year with our gear, our small tent, and all of our stuff, and... we had driven up there, which was a fantastic plan because tiny cars get big gas mileage.
Right.
We were hitting like 44 miles to the gallon.
Nice.
This year, with the addition of Bear, we had three people's stuff and three campers. And the idea was that we were all going to fit into that car with our new tent that was designed to fit all three of us.
I see.
And also my new cot.
Aww.
And also a cooler.
Ooh.
And
and all of those things that you take camping.
Fucking everything. Yeah. So,
and the kitchen sink.
It was the car was mostly loaded up when the guys showed up in Nathan's PT Cruiser, the doo-doo-doo PT Cruiser. And he was like, yeah, there's no way that this stuff is going to fit in there. And nothing can fit in the PT Cruiser because it needs to be cleaned out. And I was like, well, one way or another, three of us and all of our things are going north. Right. And Nate was like, well, I'll drive separate. And I'm like, that's a fucking stupid idea. That's like, I love you, man, but that's just, what a dumb idea.
I mean, so, to be fair, he seemed to be taking into account physics.
Right.
Which
I did not.
Right.
But then again, I am occasionally allowed to ignore physics, and I 100% did when packing my vehicle with all three of our things.
What?
Like, all three of our belongings. The three belongings. Yeah. No. I packed the belongings for all three of us, and also the three of us.
Right.
Into that minuscule clown
car.
It
is tiny.
And we still got really great gas mileage. We got like 42, 43 miles.
I mean, I'd hope so.
It was definitely an adventure getting, like, Bear, who is the shortest of the three of us, was the only one who could sit in back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was, there were logistics. There was, like...
Was there math?
We had to remove the headrest... for the seat that was put down in order to increase the storage space across the top of the seat.
So you're telling me there was math.
There was Tetris. There was advanced Tetris, yeah. And this year, as all years before, I was Fire Dad.
Okay.
Which panned out pretty well. I love being Fire Dad because... it gives me, like, a purpose for being there. And I felt kind of bad on Saturday morning, though. Someone else was making breakfast, and a third party decided to take over fire duty. And I was like, okay, all right, I don't have to own this. I can watch and just be quietly frustrated.
Mm.
So after... I don't know how long he had been at it trying to start the fire before I got there, but it was another probably 20 to 25 minutes before eventually,
joking and also maybe right. not quite joking.
Because I lent him the tools that I usually use for starting the fire, which are a lighter with a long stem and a fan, like a personal fan. Yeah. And nothing too complex, but he had taken, there are several things that you put into a fire pit. They're just like the tinder, the kindling, and then progressively larger fuel.
Yeah.
Like four stages of lighting a fire. And he had one stage comprised of all four pieces. And we were trying to like,
sweetie.
You know, the tinder that you're trying to light should really be under the other things you want to fire because fire goes
up. Because I...
Yeah, no. He was like, no, I know. Fire goes up. Duh. And we were like,
you're not using that knowledge to start a fire.
Right, no. After, I don't know, like I said, 25 minutes of probably more than anything me being slightly frustrated. Yeah. But people getting progressively hungrier as we were waiting for the coals to be done so that we could cook over it. I was like, no, I can do this. I'll take care of it. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay, sweet child.
Hand to the mouth.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And then I got the fire lit and got the coals ready and dropped the grate on it and we made a fucking magnificent breakfast. But I still feel bad because I was trying pretty hard not to like shit directly on his efforts.
Right.
And I feel like I think this coming year when I go camping again that if all parties involved are there again, I'll probably be like, let's build a fire together.
Yay. It's like a group bonding experience.
As you community.
No, it's not even a teach. It's like
to make fire.
Yeah. Let's build this together as a group bonding experience. Yeah. Because can all take part in this first fire build and then also you'll learn something.
I fucking love this guy and I don't want to be I don't want to be pushy and
I usually just wait for people to fail. That's where you and I are different, James.
We ran out of Tinder. Yeah.
Did you swipe left?
I switched to Grindr.
Yeah.
I mean,
up top.
Equally hot.
Whoa. You're 18 now. Get over it.
True. Fair. Right.
So
accurate.
I tend to take my fire dad responsibilities pretty seriously as far as making sure that people are safe and that I know.
On a scale of 1 to salsa, you're down at like a 2.
I know. I need to try much harder.
Don't try to
do
be
you?
Salsa.
I don't know that you do.
Yeah. Jess and I were in the same spot.
We also, the last, I think, two things that I'll talk about are the hikes that we took. We ended up bouldering around the side of the peninsula.
It was a bold move.
In the harbor, and it was super fun. And then,
no, come back. I need you to push the buttons.
Excuses. I don't.
Just don't talk. Just push buttons.
The other thing was
he just really needs to go to the bathroom, but is too embarrassed to say anything.
we played Trump golf.
Well, as we all know, I'm a very embarrassed person.
Yes. Oh yeah, super Trump shy. Golf.
No, yeah. I go back to this awful.
So this is a game in which people are not allowed to speak about the current political establishment.
Okay.
Every hole is a hole in one, and if it's not, it was fake news.
And right, you get 1 point for bringing up the topic, and the person with the most points fucking loses.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the topic?
Anything political.
The current political establishment. Yeah.
So if I start to tell a joke about like some Mexicans or something, does that count?
I probably wouldn't dig on that anyway, but
well, yeah, like I'm not saying I'm going to. I don't even know any jokes about Mexicans.
Like if you're like, that's why we need a wall. Right now. That's a point.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's a fucking point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you make political jokes without political jokes being political?
Or you just avoid the subject entirely so that everyone can enjoy their weekend.
It does.
I feel like there's two ways you could play this. One, just not mention anything political and
you know, the way it was intended, right. The spirit of the game.
Sure.
Or two, just say, fuck it, I'm going to lose and go to town.
And make everybody listen to your rant, yes. Because they're not going to say any. Oh, God.
Well, I had to share
this
a tent.
This is why nobody goes
animals.
Camping with you, Salsa.
Yeah,
I know. Thank goodness. I go alone. Nobody's bothering me. It's great.
But, the new tent is tall enough for me to stand up in.
Ooh.
With a lantern above me.
Wow.
It's a very big tent. When we had that put together, seven of us hung out in there waiting for the eighth and ninth people to show up. We just hung out in the tent pretty comfortably with the beds already put in.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a big tent.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. So, well, because last year's tent was a four-person tent, and it's really only four people if those four people are married to all of each other. So, yeah, this one's a 10-person tent.
I'm sorry, I'm caught up on the mental picture of somebody not being married to all of
somebody. Do you take so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so?
Okay, but only for camping. That's
No. I mean married to not all of one person.
Oh,
I'm married to everything except their middle
their
finger.
Their nose. Yeah.
I'm not keen on her left foot. Yeah. No. It's but
I'm very
yeah.
insecure about my left foot. Thanks.
You said last week that I think what put it in mind is last week you said that you were willing to lose your left foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it. I'm very insecure about the fact that I have to lug this thing around. I'm going to chop my foot off.
I don't recommend that. It would be very difficult to do stage combat.
Oh, I suppose
there's that.
Well, I'm getting old anyway.
Then you could do stage combat with a peg leg.
I'm in.
Or a wheelchair.
Let's do this. Yes.
What I'm saying is this is called an opportunity.
Right.
Joust.
I think it's a salsa-tunity. Is the
salsa-tunity?
It's a salsa-tunity.
Salsa-tunity.
Yeah, but that's functionally what I've been up to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. What about you, Salsa?
Oh, just a little thing called my daughter's turning 5.
Oh, whoa. God, that's so old.
I
What's
know,
that
right?
Like?
Truly.
No, it's crazy. My daughter's 5 years old. Holy shit. no, we had her birthday party on Saturday.
Yay!
And,
was her birthday actually on Saturday?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh. I'm like, I thought it was, but I couldn't remember for sure. So, yeah.
And she got her bicycle.
Hey. Oh.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
Is it pink?
It is, and it has a bell.
Ooh.
Which
tiny
little
boy.
Brain exploded.
Oh, my God.
Just brain matter all over the pavement.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're parenting wrong. I'm not going to tell you how to parent.
I'm parenting salsa.
Correct.
No, your parents
but
parented salsa.
But you repeat her.
Her little brain exploded, and then we, you know, took a couple walks around the block, and she's still getting used to it, but she's over the moon.
So how's that bell sound?
Oh, God.
Da-ding.
Frequent?
Da-ding. Da-ding.
That's...
Da-ding.
Yeah.
It's not what I was asking.
Ding.
Then what da-ding. Were you asking?
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm just implying that she just kept da-ding. Ringing it.
Ding, ding.
Not as much, da-ding, honestly, da-ding. As you would think.
I'm astonished.
I am.
She
also,
she has restraint, unlike my son.
Well, I was a quiet kid, and I still made noise with toys.
Oh, I'm not saying she didn't make noise. It wasn't a constant thing.
Ding, ding, ding,
had a bike.
Now, is this with training wheels?
Ding.
Yeah, of course.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's her first bike, for Christ's sake.
Ding.
Well, right, but...
Ding, ding,
ding,
ding,
ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding.
That's honestly not a lot of noteworthy things happened in the last week. We had fearless meetings and stuff like that. It's this coming week that I'm really excited about, like, because I'm doing all of the things this coming week. Like, holy shit, tomorrow we're going to see Murder on the Mississippi.
I'm going to go see Murder on the Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
Jess is going to go see Murder on the Mississippi.
Very
James,
exciting.
Are you going to go see Murder on the Mississippi tomorrow?
I have rehearsal.
Loser.
Lame.
It's very ableist of all of you.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I mispronounced it. LeMay.
Also, we're able to go to this show and you're not, so there.
You're so LeMay. What? It's way better than using lame.
That's true.
Because LeMay is kind of crappy, which is what you're generally saying when you use lame in the ableist
Taffy, darling.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to see Murder on the Mystery tomorrow.
Murder on the what?
I know what I said. Fuck you all, I'm going with it.
Are you going to dress up?
We could just do what my daughter always does and just goes, in my head, that's what I like to call it.
That's fair. Are you guys going to dress up?
I will be coming straight from work, so probably.
Are you sure she's 5? Are you sure she's not, like,
27?
Right.
I'm not sure. No, I'm not. She is way too Jessa, actually.
Yeah, I know, right?
My mother just looked at me when they said that.
My daughter came out 42 years old. Just fucking,
That is a little bit
yelling at the other kids to get off her lawn.
Yep. So we're doing that tomorrow, and then Friday and Saturday and Sunday we are going camping.
Yeah.
Yay.
We are going to be up by Bemidji. We're going up to the headwaters.
Ooh. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
And it's going to be nice because my wife spent a while teaching high school in Bemidji.
I remember that.
Awesome.
And so going back up there and just kind of seeing some of the restaurants and things like that mm-hmm. you know, we grew to like while she was living up there. Because I would drive up there on the weekends and we would stop at this one restaurant.
I remember that.
I don't remember the name of the restaurant off the top of my head, but they had these, they were called bull bites, and they were just these little, like, cubes of meat that...
That restaurant's closed down now.
I will stab you in the neck. Even if it's not your fault, I will still stab you in the neck. For
Please don't.
You're an adult now. You don't need her.
Incorrect. Actually, very, very incorrect.
That'll be nice seeing that and you know, a couple other places that.
Sure.
You know,
so wait, I interrupted. Meat cubes.
Yeah.
Just like.
That was the whole story.
With just like in a batter and fried, and they like have this sauce on them, and then they like a dipping sauce, and they're amazing.
Were they cubes when they were in their fried form?
So was it fried and then cubed, or cubed and then fried?
Cubed and then fried. And like battered.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
They're delicious.
Do you build things with them?
Have you played Yahtzee?
Now
with
I will.
Them? Right. I'm like, that's my first go-to. Can I make a pyramid out of this?
I've never been to the headwaters before.
Oh,
so this will be
educational.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
And then we are getting back, and on Monday, I am taking my kids to their first circus. Which I am so excited about.
Yeah, like, as well you should be.
Over the moon about that. Because my kid, just last night, my kids were, like, in the living room. They like, made us sit down on the couch, and then they would come out and be like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, presenting Lilibet! Yay! You know, and then yay! And then they would do a thing, or dance, or you know, something, put on a play, or sing a song, or whatever, you know. Nice. But that idea of the ringmaster announcing, you know, a show, like, they already know that. And so, going to see an actual circus
with the ringmaster and the clowns and the big cats and the flying trapeze and all this stuff. Like, it's going to be so great. And I took the entire day off of work because I thought we were going to be camping all through Monday, but it turns out Rayleigh has to come back and substitute teach on Monday. That's something she had agreed to do a long time ago, so it was, she couldn't like get out of it. So I already had Monday off. And so what we're going to do is on Monday, we're going to go over there in the morning. Yeah. And this circus actually invites people to come and watch them do the tent raising.
Oh.
And so you can stand there and watch them actually raise the tent. And then, if you're still, you know, there, you can get a tour.
Oh.
Like a little private tour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And so I am abso-fucking-lutely taking my kids.
Yes.
I'm a little jealous, yeah.
I know.
Man, you're a way better parent than I am.
Right. And then in the afternoon / evening, we'll watch the circus. And it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. It's going to be a great few days, and I'm going to have so much to talk about next week. So, Jenna.
Yay. I was sick a lot.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Fact accurate.
All right, we have been fact checked.
I have been fact checked.
Okay, you got the con crud.
Yeah, and boy howdy, I had to take a couple days off of work. Mm. Only yesterday, like, did I actually feel better, and I've still got a lingering cough. But, yeah, it's been rough, you guys. Mm. It was real rough last week. But that didn't stop me from doing things. I don't remember what I did. I didn't go out Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Jessa made me soup on Thursday.
Aww.
Because she's sweet and because I couldn't get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday through Sunday, I spent a weekend at my gentleman friend's.
Ooh.
Very specifically, did not make other plans, and we just spent.
Aww.
And we watched a bunch of Star Trek, and we had fires in his fireball, and just sat around a fire, drinking and talking. We went to Merlin's and Fujiya,
because
those are good places to go. Mm-hmm. But I was also sick. So it was like, oh, man. So there was really just a lot of, like, bumming around and, like, cuddling or coughing lungs up.
Barring the coughing, that sounds pretty great.
Yeah. Oh, I did do some. No, it wasn't Thursday that you made me soup. It was Wednesday that you made me soup. Because Thursday, we went out to eat.
Yes.
We did. Because something happened on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you're handing off a metaphorical torch to me or something.
Here, let me light this and just...
Yeah.
Here, have one of those. What did we do Thursday, Jessa?
Thursday. Salsa's lit his lighter. That sounds like some kind of euphemism.
What?
God. These are things that none of you can see, so I don't know why any of you are doing this.
Visual jokes on an audio podcast.
TM Becky Schmidt. Anyway, what did we do on Thursday, Jessa?
Thursday was my birthday.
I am now
a legal adult.
Yay. Oh, God.
Good work on making it this far.
I've been an actual adult for, like, forever, but... Salsa just did a little mini fire bust.
Yeah.
Just this tiny
one. I hope that picked up on the microphone.
I heard the hair singe, so well done.
Well, yeah. Fabulous, yep.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
It's almost like I do stupid fire tricks.
On a scale of one to Salsa. Yeah! Nailed it.
All right.
Burned hair.
Yeah, that smells like burned hair.
hot donkey.
My birthday happened.
Yay!
Yay.
Congratulations on making it all the way to 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
job's done, you guys.
The exciting thing about that is that now I can be a fearless member, and I am.
So. Yay! Newest member!
Yay! Yeah.
Very literally card-carrying member.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't really get me anything anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It grants me the same permissions that I get being a fearless member.
Yeah, just the regular kind.
Yeah, so yay, Jess is the newest fearless member.
I am.
Congratulations
it's
on
very
that
exciting.
As well.
It was funny because anytime I would talk to people, they'd always say when you're in Fearless, not if you get into Fearless, because there is a vote.
I voted against,
obviously.
Well, because as much as your mom loves you, she is your mom and she wants what's best for you.
And Fearless is not.
I don't know that that's what's best for you.
I don't know. She let me audition for Vil-10.
I mean,
you did that on your own.
Yeah.
You never said no.
I didn't say it all the time. True. Yeah.
Helped you work on your insults.
You did, yes.
Yeah, whatever. It was your choice.
So that's what's happened recently. It's very exciting.
Well, specifically on Thursday, we went out to eat.
Yes, we went to Best Steakhouse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which is... It's pretty okay.
Yeah, I guess it's not actually the best.
See, it's a decent.
That's false advertising.
Yeah.
Well, parenthetically,
It is the best steakhouse in that exact location.
Yes.
The
best
technicality. Narrow the parameters
that the owners have had. Yeah.
So yeah, and then you went up north this week. Wait, did you go to Mora this weekend, Jessa?
I went to Ogilvy.
Well, that's right next door to Mora.
Because every year, family has a house up on the lake. We do a party in the summertime. It's very exciting and everything. Because my grandpa used to own that house. And then he went to Florida. And so my dad was like, we got to keep that house in the family. So they now live there and are fixing the place up. So they're the ones that threw the party this year.
Nice.
It was very exciting. I got money from relatives for graduating high school.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's what I've been up to.
Congratulations.
You know, major life steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can now legally
apply
do some things.
For jobs?
Buy cigarettes for your mom.
No, she's not going to do that. I'm not going to ask
her. But you
her.
Can.
She, legally, she can, yeah.
I'm not saying you're gonna. I'm just saying you can.
I'm not going to ask, and she's not going to do it.
All right.
What else is she going to get for your birthday?
cleaning the house. What? A winning lottery ticket. You can only do that when you're 18.
There is that. And the rest of that, I'm just going to...
I wasn't right going to bring there. It up.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm glad you also decided not to.
We have more class than that.
I don't know.
I mean, collectively.
Couldn't say it with a straight face.
Collectively.
If we pulled it all together...
Right, we would have almost 100%.
If we had an individual with all of our class...
Yeah.
That
why am I here?
to
bring
the
that number up to 100%.
Yeah.
we were a little short. We needed to put it over the top.
Hey.
God.
Womp womp.
You're that person that we only call a friend because they come over and then have the pizza money.
But you know, for class.
Yes, exactly. You're like, come on over and...
Pizza class.
By the way, we were going to get a pizza, but we're a little short. How about you donate some of your class to the place?
It's not a perfect metaphor.
A little bit.
So you guys came up with it on the fly. What do you want me to do?
Are we getting pepperoni or sausage class?
Oh,
I feel like sausage class is...
not so classy.
I feel like you may have had a date like that once.
At least once.
I'm sorry, but this podcast is Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Yeah. Ooh.
Fair.
What, toxic to Jenna?
Also delicious.
I mean,
And toxic to Jenna.
And toxic.
And delicious.
And good,
and
yes.
And toxic to Jenna.
That actually, my dad, growing up, worked at a pizza place. His friend had a pizza place. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have one anymore. It's sad. Because they had really good pizza.
Hmm.
Yeah. But that's all I would get. I would get Canadian bacon and pineapple and black olives pizza every time.
I mean, if you know what you like and you have the ability to get it, then rock out.
Should we each list our favorite pizza toppings and then go to a break?
Oh,
I don't know if I could. I like pizza. Oh.
What's your go-to?
Prosciutto e funghi.
That's a good... That's a cheese very good one.
No, prosciutto and mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I can't have cheese or things that are delicious. Or
nut cheese.
Food.
Really anything. Jenna has a like a glass of ice
allergy
cubes
to
and
the
a bowl
world.
Of honey and and
yeah.
Hope.
And I'm really sad the toppers we used to have over by our apartment.
It,
no
it was right
there.
Next to the best steakhouse.
It was next
coincidentally.
To the best steakhouse,
dark
yeah.
days.
I know.
They moved?
Yeah, they don't exist there anymore. So I
which
can't
means that they're not close enough to deliver.
Right. But they have...
Topper cinnamon bites. Oh.
Taco sticks.
Yeah, the topper sticks.
Anyway, sorry.
I would always get the taco pizza without the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Which was still fine.
Yeah.
As a pizza without the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's kind of my go-to anyway. At Pizza Luce, I do get the fake cheese, the Renata.
Renata.
Yeah. And it's pretty good, but you get like the chicken and spinach arugula mix with the mushrooms and the olives and the it's like a Mediterranean type thing and it's real good. Real good.
Arugula.
You're an arugula.
It's a vegetable.
No, it's a leaf.
It is.
It's not really a vegetable. It's a leaf. But it's really good. So. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, I just...
I've enjoyed that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Although my all-time favorite before I couldn't have cheese was Topper's mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, God. So fucking good.
There is absolutely no way that I could have any part of that right now.
I know, right?
But when I can have pizza again, or if I make something a keto friendly pizza that's made out of like the crust is made out of cheese, I would probably do like a pepperoni and green olive, or a pepperoni and jalapeno is a favorite, and it's fucking amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the thin, like, black blister crust in a brick oven, you know, with some good cheese and yeah, I think prosciutto and mushrooms is probably a solid one. Otherwise...
I would agree. That is a solid choice.
Yeah. Otherwise, an arugula... And maybe some sausage on there. Or chorizo. Something like
that. Ooh. Oh, chorizo.
With some green pepper and some onion.
Yeah.
This has become some kind of weird ASMR where
I was gonna say
pizza toppings.
Yep.
But the important thing is that brick fire black blister crust.
Yeah, I grew up on the super thin crust.
It depends on the pizza. Some pizzas, the thin crust, like if you're going like a Totino's party pizza, those are delicious in their own right in the shittiest way possible. But yeah, you gotta have that thin crunch for those.
They're the Kraft macaroni and cheese of pizza.
Yeah. It's so bad, it's good.
Functional.
Exactly.
It's so bad, but oh my God, I will eat a million of them.
Yes.
Right? But yeah, no, it depends on the pizza that you're going for.
Yeah.
What about you, Jessa?
I have already expressed my preferences, so I've been trying to come up with the most controversial pizza possible.
Oh, yeah?
This is why you're on the podcast.
I'm going to go with pineapple anchovy Oh, what was the third? Green olive.
Oh God.
That
with,
would be
so much not
so salt.
With
so salty.
With bacon cheese stuffed crust, dipped in ranch.
Weirdly sounds amazing.
I would eat it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's so much not happening for me on
that's
that
like
pizza.
That's like a pizza from the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Yes. Yep. Actually, yeah.
Yep.
You have created the Turtles pizza. Well,
has anybody ever put water chestnuts on a pizza?
I'm sure somebody has at some point.
I haven't.
Is there anything anybody hasn't put on a pizza?
When I worked at a pizza place, nobody had ever asked for that. I'm curious about it,
though. I think if you do, like, water chestnuts
mm-hmm.
and bamboo shoots
mm-hmm.
and did, like, just kind of a stir fry.
Are you a panda? Uh-huh.
Pizza.
Is this...
I don't know.
Are you Caucasian aggressive?
Yes. But I've never had a stir-fry pizza, and now I'm intrigued.
Jessa is dead now.
I want to try
you
it.
You killed her.
I don't think she's ever seen the fart cover.
I don't know that she have. Oh. I have. I just wasn't expecting in the middle of conversation for you to just...
But that's where it goes.
It would have to have no cheese.
Oh.
But we could put noodles on it.
Oh, yeah.
Rice noodles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Some,
yeah.
Like, ramen noodles.
I mean, I frequently
like
do
that.
This with omelets.
Yeah. But
take,
I mean,
take
on
leftover
pizza.
Chinese food and put it into
well,
omelets.
Yeah, because that's delicious.
Yeah, exactly.
Has anybody ever put rice on a pizza?
I don't think that would work.
That sounds a little more likely. Oh.
I don't know about that, though.
It would be kind of fucking awesome, too.
What about a rice flour crust?
There you go.
That sounds pretty likely for people who are, like, gluten and that kind of thing, yeah.
I think if you did a rice flour crust, but somehow made it taste like fried rice, and then did water chestnuts and bamboo shoots and
so you got to do the crust like a pan bread.
I was going to say, like a rice crust with nori on the top, and then after it's cooked, you lay slabs of raw tuna or salmon on the top and make like a
sushi pizza.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I need to message my gentleman friend right this fucking minute.
Sure. Oh
no,
my
this,
god.
This needs to be a thing if
Where
it's not a
this
thing.
This is happening.
Yeah.
This is I'm no mm-hmm. you guys keep talking.
Okay.
Well, I think we're actually ready for a
No, break. I think this we will have to discuss this more often.
Indeed.
Air. But all we're doing is talking about pizza at this point. So let's take a break. And we will come back in just a moment. You done?
I mean, he walked away from the microphone.
And we're going to take a break. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Really?
I'm James.
Really? Really? I'm Jenna.
I'm still Jessa.
Yay!
Congratulations.
I haven't gone anywhere.
I mean, I could be somewhere.
I actually haven't. Know. I've sat in the chair the whole time.
Yay, technology. So when I was like, hey, what are we going to talk about? And then you hit the go button. Mm-hmm. We never actually talked about what we're going to talk about.
I mean, that's kind of our thing.
That's sort of the
I mean,
jam,
sometimes
yeah.
we actually like come up with an idea.
It's kind of his move.
Sometimes.
That we then completely ignore.
Okay, well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
Okay, what
in
are we
going to
talk about? I mean, I haven't really been playing any new games. Oh, my God. No, I have a thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Poor Jessa. Okay, so.
What is this?
What are
So I'm looking for a place.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay.
I think so, I need another hot donkey.
Good luck with that. Have fun. No, so I rent... because I'm poor. I'm not actually that poor anymore.
No, not really.
I'm saving up for a place, but I'm not there yet. Right.
physician.
Yeah, I got that swing job. I'm a senior IT project manager at a Fortune 10 company.
Pinky's up.
Huh?
Pinky's out.
Mm-hmm.
Up. So.
Pinky's erect. Look, if nobody's going to be happy, then nobody's going to be happy.
James,
your pinky needs Viagra.
You did it.
Yay, congratulations. I'm very proud.
And you just need to keep it there. Time.
Are you just being posh, or are you happy to see me?
Okay. Porque no los dos.
Oh, yeah. Also, for those of you who can't see, also known as all of you, he was having a difficult time raising his
I mean,
pinky.
It happens to every guy.
It's lots of hands. Once. I don't...
So anyway, I've been looking for a place to rent.
Oh.
And the market right now is atrocious.
Brutal. What the?
It is so brutal. I had a viewing set up on a new property, and on Sunday I was going to go look at this place. I get a message that morning, like, hey, you can't, it's gone. I'm like, son of a bitch. And then I went to go look at another property that evening. That like I had set up like an hour before I went to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to go look again today and they were like, don't bother.
Huh.
Right? Like it's just, it's super fast turnaround right now.
Wasn't it, the other people like got it without even looking?
I don't even remember. I think so. Something. Like, I don't know. Like the turnaround is ridiculous right now. It is
crazy.
Absolutely stupid. Every now and then I get a little bit
closer and closer in the rain. I only know the lyrics to the literal lyrics.
Yeah. I only know the version to the math. Or I only know the lyrics to the math one.
The math one?
Do tell. What was... you brought me to that one comedy show. About E.
Yeah. E. The number E. More than two, less than three. E. The number. Oh, anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Calculus the Musical.
Yes, that.
Sounds fantastic.
Oh, delightful. They have a couple albums out. You should go check them.
Mm.
Are they real or imaginary?
A little irrational. And yes, all of the above.
I approve of this entirely.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fantastic. They have their own pie song. anyway,
it's also salsa. The pie guy.
Everybody's got their thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but the
I feel like salsa has lots of things. On
the rental properties is just stupid. It's like within days, something will open up and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So like right before I came over, I was looking at properties so that I could just pounce on something. And I saw that the property that had canceled on me for Sunday was relisted. So I sent them a message to be like, hey, I don't know if this is an error, but if something happened, I'm still interested. Please let me know. Like, just one of those. So.
It's like Facebook stalking your ex.
Yeah, a little bit. I have my ex blocked, so whatever.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. So, yeah, the turnaround, it's stupid. It is within days. I was talking with some friends of mine that also do rentals. Nothing that I need.
Yeah.
I need three bedrooms. They've got two or less, so. Mm-hmm. And nothing available right now. But they were talking about how, yeah, you put something on there, and it is rented within the week. Mm. That's how fast it is right now. So I'm just, like, I'm at my wit's end because I'm trying to coordinate between three separate people with different needs. Like, hey, let's go look at this place. Shit, never mind. Like,
I mean, it's honestly, it's mostly just the two of you.
Mm.
I am not horribly, like,
I know
picky.
You're not, but you're an adult now. You should have a say in where it is that you're going to live.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
It's probably just going to be like, you two come to me with a place and are going to be like... Is this okay? And I'm gonna go. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, but I'm once again. It's ups and downs of hopes and like
Oh my God, it has been a roller coaster.
It really is. Like, and I've been renting my entire life, and I've been to many, like probably somewhere between 10 to 15 different places over the course of my adult life. And I have never had this much trouble getting a place. It's stupid. So if you're in a place and it sucks, maybe hold tight for a little bit, because I don't know what's going on, but everybody's going everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's been exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still, like, I sent that message today being like, because I was really interested in that property. It was a little on the higher end, but still, you know.
Doable.
Totally doable.
Sure.
In the area that I wanted and this, that, and the other thing, like, a couple blocks from Global Market, so I can just go eat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all my money is really going to go. I'm okay with this. Like, just everything that I want right there. A couple blocks from buses and like, easily accessible to pretty much everybody everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm like, oh, I really hope it gets better.
What is the parking situation like?
Huh? I mean, it's an actual residential area, so yeah.
That sounds a lot better. You were saying you hope that it gets back to.
I hope that the guy gets back to me and is like, yeah, do you want to come see it tomorrow? Like during the day, even.
Shit.
Fucking, we'll make this happen. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if he's like, yeah, it's available, but I don't have anything, any viewing for the next 2 days, I might just apply for it anyway.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about most of the secondhand through her. She's been having a hell of a time with it.
I really have been. Just banging my head. Like, every once in a while, I walk over to Jess's room and I open the door and I'm like, I give up!
That's basically. Just,
yeah. It's an hour before we're supposed to go to the
like
viewing today.
Yeah.
And
I'm
just
like
start
house
laughing.
Hunting therapist.
We'll get you a couch.
Lay down on the couch. Yeah. Lay down on the futon.
Okay.
Get you a couple pillows.
I just don't know what this means about me as a person. Nothing.
Nothing. It means nothing about you.
It really is completely out of your control.
Do you want a hug?
No. Not from you.
Do you want a hot donkey hug?
I mean, I'm still drinking my Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Six.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gross. It's gross, you guys.
Yep.
It's super gross.
Sounds fucking awful. Well, in even looking at prices just a couple of years ago, like 2-3 years ago, the prices for any kind of reasonable amount of square footage is just
it's gone through the roof.
Miserable, yeah.
Square footage in general should be about $1 per square foot.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm looking at 1.3 per square foot everywhere.
Yeah.
Every fucking where. It's awful.
Yeah, that sounds fucking miserable.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's exciting, you guys. Yeah.
So the three of you have a choice to pay exorbitantly or be packed in like loose sardines.
And honestly, we don't even have that right now because we can't get anything nailed down.
That too.
Yeah.
Reminds me of going apartment hunting in my first college town. Where functionally fucking everything was taken or would be taken soon. So there was like a house where nothing in the house was tall enough to accommodate me. I was ducking every door frame and like some of the rooms weren't tall enough for me.
Oh my God.
Including the bedroom.
Sounds fine to me.
One of the bedrooms they had installed a window in so that it could, or one of the closets they had installed a window into it so that it could be a bedroom.
Yeah.
So it was just like, here's your bed, and above it, the bar where you hang your clothing. And I know it's a little short, but that means that it heats up really quickly in the winter. Yes, I noticed that I'm directly over an air return.
That's yeah.
$3,000 a month.
Yeah. Basically. No, they wanted like $700 for that place.
Yeah.
And you had to go through somebody else's bedroom to get to your bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yeah. Fucking.
Oh, my God.
I am the... Some of the places that I have actually seen are college houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because, well, they're cheaper. Yep. But there's a reason they're cheaper.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There was one that I looked at the other day that actually I... If the people that weren't there currently hadn't done such a shit job of upkeep on it, it mm-hmm. might actually be a pretty nice place.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it had two bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was one of those standing shower type things.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been, it wasn't great, but it would have been okay if the top of the shower part wasn't like cracked and bent in on itself.
Oh,
I'm like, nope.
Hmm.
They wanted $1,700 a month for that.
Oh,
yeah, it's a 5-bedroom.
Well, yeah, but then you're sharing that terrible bathroom with 4 other people,
right? Like,
No.
I do love how you've brought me onto the podcast and have started talking about things that I have very, very little experience in.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. I've got some games recently.
Let's talk about games.
Let's talk about games.
Let's
That's way better than this.
I'm going to talk about 3 different games.
All right.
Cool. The first one... recently got 2 games, one of which was Pit People by Behemoth. It's a great game. Behemoth games are great games mm-hmm. in general. Humor's good. It's like a turn-based, I'm going to say strategy game.
Hmm.
Okay.
Going to go with, like, basically you position your units on the hexagons, and then they fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I say tactical, but I mean it's surprisingly deep. Like, don't get me wrong, it looks very simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it mentions that you can surround a person with more enemies in order to have them all attack it, because you don't decide what your units attack. They attack mm-hmm. whatever is in range.
Okay.
So it's all about positioning. It's all about positioning, and there's stats, but the stats are pretty damn meaningless. There's different items that you can get and equip to your units, to your people, your pit people, and you can equip your guys with stuff, but none of the stuff really does anything noticeably different. Like and there's levels, but the levels don't matter except that when you level up, you get your health refilled.
Hmm.
So none of it really matters.
Hmm.
It's all just tactics and whatnot.
Sounds good.
It's fun. I'd say it is a blast.
It looks kind of tower defense-y.
No.
Okay. Hmm.
Do you have a comparative?
Is this by the same people? Like, is Behemoth?
Behemoth.
The same company
they did Battle Block, and they did Castle Crashers, and they did Alien Hominid.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I have all of those except Hominid. Okay. They make good games.
Yeah.
The humor's pretty good, and it's continues the universe. Basically, this game starts when Battle Block Theater ends. Yeah, you know that throwaway like. At the very end, spoilers of Battle Block Theater.
Sure.
I spoiler warn before I talk about things. The end of Battle Block Theater, Hattie Haddington opens his big ol' hat, and a laser shoots out of it, and it hits a giant space bear, and it crashes into a planet. That's when this game starts.
Oh, all right.
Basically, it's an apocalyptic world where there's all this weirdness all the time. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a blast with it. There's so much to do. It's one of those things where it's got a simple top layer, but mm-hmm. There's so much hidden complexity in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can play the game just fine, and you can do fine just moving your units around. I have watched two grown men play this game on YouTube with no semblance of strategy or understanding of base game mechanics.
That would be me.
And they still manage to beat certain things that they really shouldn't have been able to. And it's super forgiving. When you fuck up, it's a, well, hey, you learned. Do it again.
Mm. So Battle Block Theater looks more like a platformer?
Yes.
Okay.
They have so many different... Castle Crashers was a side-scroller beat-em-up.
Yes, yeah.
Battle Block Theater was a platformer, best-played co-op platformer. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And this is a turn-based strategy game.
Hmm. Nice.
A solid recommendation.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. Yeah. I'm not much into turn-based strategy, and I am having fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, that is one game. The other game that I got then was Monster Prom.
Yeah.
You.
Monster Prom.
This is
already interesting, yeah.
It's made... Oh, I forget the name of the company that made it. But it there's a bunch of YouTuber
Beautiful
fame
Glitch.
In it. Yes, Beautiful Glitch. And it's published by some other smaller company.
Those awesome guys.
Yeah, those awesome guys. Which is a great name for a company, can I just add?
Yeah.
This looks really cute.
It's adorable
and
bizarre.
It is a multiplayer dating simulator. The writing in it is fucking phenomenal. The concept is you are in Monster Prom, like you are at Monster High School.
I'm just going to interject. Their website is monsterprom.pizza.
Yes,
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
So,
it all ties back to the previous conversation.
Yeah. Oh, callbacks. It all takes place in Monster High School, which features monsters of not high school age. The youngest that any of the dateable characters are is 19.
Right.
Because dating.
Right.
Because dating.
Reasons that... Reasons. Obvious enough.
Yeah,
just like, as an adult.
reasons that are fucking obvious enough. I don't have to say why. They are all not high school age. They're all like college age, more or less. It has no rules. The only rules it has are rules that very specifically get certain characters in trouble when the plot demands it.
Okay.
Yep.
Like they regularly drink alcohol in the school cafeteria.
Okay.
Crazy stupid shit happens all the time and it has no consequence to the other interactions. Except for various plot lines. Basically the way the game works is you have 3 weeks in game to woo a potential monster,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And ask them out to prom.
And is this another player or an NPC?
They are all NPCs.
Okay.
The multiplayer aspect is that when you play with other people, you are all doing this at the same time.
Oh.
With six different candidates.
So
you could be competing for mm-hmm. the same character.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or you could be going for different characters, and as happened in one instance, lunchtime, there were two people at the table. The person you were going after and the person I was going after, mm-hmm. and I was the first one to choose where to sit. So I sat at that table and locked her out of her choice.
Yep.
So this is competitive, not co-op.
More or less,
all yeah. Right. But there are certain weird options that
you
can...
Do you decide who you're trying to date, or is that assigned?
You sort of decide. It's okay. There's this thing at the beginning. It's like a little quiz in quotes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The options are very obvious what you will get. Basically, it gives you, it sets your stats based on what you answer.
Sure.
And then it'll give you 1 point in, the last question gets you 1 point in whichever of the six candidates. Okay. Based on the answer that you chose,
like charisma or,
well, there's ones that give you stat boosts. Okay. So you have smarts, boldness, creativity, charm, and fun.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the your levels in these stats will influence your success in certain options of dialogue.
Mm. Okay.
So if, for example, you're going after Polly, the party ghost, who is my favorite, you're going to want a lot of fun, generally.
Okay.
Because options that she's going to require are makes generally sense. Fun-based. Or now, Damien, the demon.
Yes.
As one does.
Right.
Is all about boldness.
So do you... Like, is there a winner at the end, or could it be that nobody wins?
Multiple people could win, and nobody could win.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can also play it single player. My first run through of the game, I bought from the shop, I bought a sheet with two eye holes cut in it, convinced everybody I was a ghost.
God damn it.
And then took the actual ghost to prom while she thought I was an actual ghost.
It's okay. Ridiculous.
It's a relationship
story.
Built on lies.
It's so dumb, but so fantastic, and it acknowledges that it is dumb.
Yeah, it is
good.
So
very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
The writing is fantastic and hilarious.
I am having a hard time picturing it. I will admit.
Yeah, it's a weird concept to talk about.
Fair. Well, but I think you also had Salsa's attention when you said it can be played single player.
Also, yes. James knows me very well.
All of the characters I enjoy as characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are some that I consider more dateable than others. There are some that I prefer to others.
Mm-hmm.
Even the male options are super fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Scott, the werewolf.
It's James.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
James is Scott the werewolf.
Did you just make this super weird?
A little bit.
Just now?
Basically, Scott is a...
Scott is the nicest guy.
He is a football player, and he's so, so dumb.
Yeah.
But so, so charming.
And so, so nice.
Yeah, he's super nice.
To everybody.
He doesn't understand.
And that beard.
I mean.
Yeah. He's also very hairy.
He's very hairy.
I'm going to tell about this one story.
Oh, God.
There was a storyline with Scott the werewolf.
There are certain storylines where you will get a set of events in a row, and if you continue to succeed checks... Salsa just showed him a picture.
Yes. All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If you continue to succeed at checks.
If you continue to succeed at checks, you further the plot line along. Yeah.
Nice.
That was the same with the ghost one.
Okay. So this one storyline, you're talking to Scott at the beginning of it, and he's like, so I went out into the woods, and like...
As you do as a werewolf.
Right, yeah, that's basic.
Like,
and I was doing chin-ups on a branch, and like connecting with nature, whatever, and like... I ran into some animals,
these little furry forest animals.
So, and they wanted me to be their king, and like, you know, they could talk or something, like, you know, all this stuff. Yeah. And he's like, so, but that seems like a lot of responsibility. So, do you think I should be their king? Also, I call them furries because they're furry.
And that's when it clicks that these aren't talking forest animals.
No.
These are other monsters dressed up in fursuits.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
And the storyline gets weird from there.
Hooray!
And it's not like it's not visually anything. There's not they don't talk about sex or anything right. like that. There's no weird positions or things like.
I mean,
but but yeah, this particular storyline was basically all about Scott trying to be a good king to his furry kingdom.
Sure.
And it was adorable.
Sounds like James.
And
to
he
me.
Didn't understand yeah. why they kept drawing pictures of him shirtless, but like, yeah, it was.
So yeah,
it was pretty adorable, but like bizarre. So there's, yeah, storyline.
There
like
are
that.
Rumors, and I have not been able to do the storyline yet. But there are rumors of a storyline where you take Damien the demon and you punch the sun. You actually punch the actual sun.
This sounds amazing.
Yep. This game is fucking stupid, and the writing is fantastic, and I love it.
Yeah.
So are you playing as a monster, too?
Yes.
Yep.
Is it the same monster, or you get to pick a different monster of time?
Nope,
or?
there's four different options.
Okay.
You get to pick which of the four characters you are.
You get to pick which Ninja Turtle
four
you want to be.
Archetypes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a zombie named Brian, which is funny to me. There's the
James got it. See, you are Scott. A little slow, it's fine.
There's the fire lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is she supposed to be.
Like a fire.
She has fire for hair and uses like fire and whatnot.
Flame
and that's Amira, I think
her name is. Amira.
Okay.
You have Oz, who is many. He's made up of these little. Shadow guys.
Little shadow guys. Oz is,
I don't know.
He's
Legion?
Kind of.
Hmm.
And then you have Vicky, who kind of looks like me. She's like a Frankenstein character.
Oh.
Okay.
Like Victoria.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Yep.
And then you can change their name so that it will reference you. And you can change your pronouns regardless of which character you
That's
choose.
That's fucking awesome.
I could play as Brian, the super masculine zombie guy, and I could use female pronouns, and it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a fantastic game. I love it to bits.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb and
so
fantastic.
So delightfully dumb.
And game three?
And game three is not a new game, and it's not a game that I've recently got, but it is Brawlhalla, and it's sort of like Smash Bros. If everyone was viable.
Okay.
It's weird. It's like, you have characters, and characters have certain weapons. And certain weapons have basically, so they each get two weapons, mm-hmm. and the weapons you pick up on the stage in order to use the weapons. And each of the weapons has, like, a certain move set, but then each character has, mm-hmm. with those weapons, signature moves.
Okay.
That makes them unique, even though they all use the same weapons and the same whatever. And nothing seems that ridiculous. It's all just a matter of learning how to play around it. And it is the first game... One of the first games that I've played, ranked in, and done well.
Oh.
I am a Silver Brawlhalla player.
Very cool.
That is very exciting to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm noticing, like, the more and more, like, I look up stuff, the character that I'm playing, that I main, because really it's all just who fits your fighting style
right.
the best.
Yeah. Sure.
Who fits the way that you play the game, who fits your play style. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. But so the, when I look at professional people play, I notice that I'm doing a lot of the same things. I just need to get better.
Right. And that's just a practice thing.
It's
right.
just a practice okay. thing.
That's extremely gratifying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can look at them and I can go, oh, here's where I'm doing things wrong. Here's a mechanic I didn't even know about. I keep forgetting to dodge. Dodge is a very, very mm-hmm. important mechanic.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to do it.
Right.
And that's a way that I can improve. And I can see these tangible things that I can be doing better.
Mm-hmm. This looks fucking cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it is. It's like Smash Bros. You hit people.
It looks very Smash Bros.
You hit people enough that they get damaged. And then when they are damaged enough, you hit them with a heavy attack and they fly off the stage.
Yeah. The ability to choose different weapons and things like that seems like a really interesting mechanic to add on top of that.
Yep. There are these weapon pickups that drop occasionally throughout the game, and you have to go over and pick them up. You start with unarmed, and then when you pick one up, you get one of the two weapons that the character has. With this, you can do that weapon's attacks and whatever, and you can throw it away and pick up a new one, which will then be the other one, and they cycle throughout the match. And yeah, it's super nice because it gives all of the characters like a baseline. If you've played somebody who uses guns, they're going to have a lot of the same light attacks. They're going to have a lot of the same moves in that aspect.
Okay.
But all of their heavy attacks, their signature moves, are going to be like completely different. And that's what makes the characters feel different, even though they use the same weapons.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing, is because of the way the weapons work, you can know these weapons usually have this sort of a range on them. If I'm fighting somebody with guns, I'm supposed to get up close, because guns are better at distance.
Yeah, take away their advantage, yeah.
If I'm fighting somebody with a spear, I need to get in close, because it works better at distance. If I'm fighting somebody with a sword, I'd be better off using my spear and keeping them at a distance. So you know basically roughly how each of them plays. Mm-hmm. Gauntlets, for instance, are super combo. They get you in a combo, and then they keep going and going.
Street Fighter thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which they can all combo, but to varying degrees of success.
Right, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the spear has a combo where you you hit somebody, and then that knocks them up in the air just enough to do a down light attack, which basically flings you up in the air diagonally in order to hit them again.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have various things like that. So
okay.
There's a sense of familiarity with every weapon, even if you've never fought that hero. You can know, like, roughly
generally what,
your strategy should be.
That's kind of fucking awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that may be the thing for this upcoming LAN party.
And it is free to play.
Boom.
Oh, fucking
shit. Well, there you go.
And I say that the in-game purchases are expensive, but entirely cosmetic.
Nice. Rather than being a pay-to-win.
Right.
Yeah. There is, you can buy all the characters for $20.
That's not terrible.
Or you can earn them... And in roughly a day and a half, I can get enough to buy one of the more expensive characters.
Nice.
Okay.
Just from playing, and not
grinding
even that much.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, when it comes to free-to-play games, a lot of people have difficulty with DLC. You know, like, why should I pay, $10, $15, something like that? But someone else said it's... Consider how much you pay for a regular console game.
Right.
And then break down the number of hours of entertainment that you're getting from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of figure out if you're getting a better deal from this game, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it is initially free to play doesn't mean that any amount of payment that they ask for is robbing you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's all cosmetic, and it's kind of expensive, personally.
Yeah.
But I dropped money on it because I like the game. Mm-hmm. I want to support the people that made the game.
Yeah. Good.
And I think that the cosmetics look cool, because...
Sure.
When you buy a skin, it'll come with weapon skins as well.
Nice.
Which you can use with any of the characters that use that weapon.
Nice.
As well as there are individual weapon skins. Like, I bought boxing gloves for the gauntlets. Which look really dumb on the Rockman core.
Damn strong bad.
Because he is a giant being made out of rock, his gauntlets are usually just bigger rock fists.
Yeah. Sure.
So to put him in boxing gloves, which would do nothing but hamper his damage, is really funny.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
Cool. No.
Yeah, no, that's also a fantastic recommendation.
Yep, those are three games that I recommend, and I've had a blast playing.
I've been playing something really dumb.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing a game called Hole.io, where you play as a black hole, that gains in size as you eat things. So it's kind of similar to... But one mode is
to... It's H-O-L-E space I-O?
Dot I-O.
Oh.
Yeah. And I know that it's available on mobile platforms, which is primarily where I've been playing it.
Okay.
The amusing part is that you can play against others. Lots and lots of others.
Oh, God.
Can
you eat people?
Yes. Oh, and God. So,
reminds me of agar.io, which is like cells.
Yeah. Okay. The goal, though, is to eat as much of a city as you possibly can, and in some cases to be the largest black hole by the end of the round.
Okay.
By the time that the timer runs out, which you can do by eating the city or eating other players. And then the second mode is survivalist, you know, where you just try to
be the last one
alive. And then they have the kind of the Katamari mode, which is you have 2 minutes, try to eat as much of the city in percentage as you possibly can.
Okay.
And then there's local multiplayer as well, and it's free to download. They show you ads between rounds,
right? Yeah.
But it's kind of fucking fun. It's really dumb, and it's very simple, but it is pretty addictive to play.
That's something that most of the .io games have in common.
Yeah,
like agar.io, agar.io is a game where you are a cell, and you run around and you pick up these little dots. And when you pick up the little dots, you get bigger. And then you can eat other dots that are smaller than you. Like other players that are smaller than you. And then you get their size, and then you get bigger and bigger, and the goal is to get as big as possible.
So you're cancer.
Or a disease.
Okay. Cancer is a... never mind.
Cancer's a mutation of healthy cells. Yeah.
It's when your cells think that they need to do more good than they are.
Stop helping.
Yeah.
Put the shake and bake down.
What?
I got
and
that.
I helped. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, there's also Slither.io, where you're a snake. It's like multiplayer snake. You run around and pick. You run around and pick up dots.
Yeah,
and then
more dots.
If you run in, if you run into other players, you can't run into yourself.
Yeah,
but if you run into other players, you die and you leave behind all your dots, and you get slowly longer and larger as you pick up more dots.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hmm.
But yeah, all those IO games are dumb and addictive and simple like that.
Cool. I'm a fan, especially of this one. Because it is a lot like Katamari, starting so small that you can only, like, just barely drop in like a parking pylon or road cones, things like that, and then upgrading to mailboxes and people, and then eventually cars.
Yeah, pretty
and
standard
skyscrapers.
Katamari.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been playing Katamari.
That's the way.
Amazing on Katamari?
On my phone.
Hot
what?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you about
it. You did, actually, yes.
I told you about this.
Actually,
I haven't been holding out. I do have it
downloaded
on my phone.
I am. I'm going to go get that right now.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
All right, well, they're going to go get Katamari.
What have you been playing?
I haven't. I've been playing Pi Crossi.
You've been sick. How have you not been playing things?
I've been playing almost entirely Pi Crossi, a little bit of Monster Busters. I watched a lot of things. I watched The Princess and the Frog.
Oh. Yes, you did.
It was delightful.
I love that movie.
I have not seen that one yet.
I recommend it. It's... it is the best telling of the Frog Prince ever.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Straight up, because they don't try to tell that story.
Right.
Because it's not actually that story getting told.
It's a bad story.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Disney stuff on Pandora with my kids in the car. and some of the songs come by, sure. And I realized...
And they're good songs.
I realized
they are.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did, and that's unfortunate, because it's one of the better... Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell I love this movie.
it's Jess's favorite. And the princess is, like, a real person, and...
Like, and in fact is more competent than the prince.
Right. Yeah. I love that she's basically like got to save him. But yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good. I highly recommend it. It is silly. It is very silly. It's got a very strong female character. It's got... I watched it with my gentleman friend over the weekend because I was like, you need to see this because there's a lot of music and there's a lot of Southern food talk.
Oh, Southern food.
Like I can't tell you the number of times they talk about gumbo. Like,
beignets.
Huh? Beignets. Oh, the man catching beignets.
My God.
Got to get me some of the man catching beignets.
I need to make beignets again.
Yeah.
They were good.
I love Lottie. I love that movie.
It's a really good movie. There's a Shadow Man.
Dr. Facilier.
Yeah.
He is my favorite Disney villain.
Oh.
There was a reference to that during the Disney show.
The Disney show.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah. Greg was dressed as.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's... Yeah, it's really good. I recommend
it.
It's the best Disney movie you haven't seen.
Cool.
Small side note, but I love that movie for so many different reasons. One of them is that Tiana is the only Disney princess whose notes I can hit. I can sing along. It's very exciting.
That is very exciting.
Delightful.
Yeah, there's also they replay various themes really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's like very well tied together.
It's very well tied together, but some of the themes, like if you're not looking for them, you just miss them and they hit you subconsciously, which is delightful.
Yeah,
and then you start to like see the patterns like after different watchings. It's really good.
Yeah.
So
this might be a weird question, but did you get new glasses?
I did get new glasses.
Oh my god,
they're nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love these
glasses. We were in Michael's.
No, I got... Because all I need are reading glasses, right?
Just we were in Michael's, and we were on our way out.
And there's like an
empty... And my mother found this thing full of very, very light prescription glasses.
Yeah.
And so she's like, ooh.
Glasses.
Like, glasses. And she looked at them, and she's like, I think these are about my prescription. And I'm like, oh, no.
Well, they have the numbers, so yeah, they were my prescription.
Right.
And I'm lucky that my eyes are both the same.
Right. And I looked at them, and I'm like, Mom, those are all tacky old lady glasses.
Yep. So I got these glasses at Michael's the Wednesday before con.
Sure.
I noticed them last week.
Yeah, I wore these all through con, yeah. James.
James has this expression.
And I noticed.
He's Scott. He's a little slow, very kind, whatever. You're a werewolf, it's fine. So I got these glasses Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And just like they're old lady glasses. And I, con at Thursday, I run into Lauren Haven. And she's like, are those new glasses? I'm like right away, instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why, yes, they are. And she goes, those are really cute on you. I really like those glasses on you. And I'm like, thank you, person that used to sell glasses for a living. And then later on, I run into Matt Alex. And he's like, are those new glasses?
Yeah, I'm
like, yes, they are. And he goes, those are really good shape for your face. Like, I approve of those wholeheartedly. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you, man who used to sell glasses for a living.
I will point out that you were about to buy the red and white polka dot ones, and I talked you out of it.
I wasn't going to buy those ones. I thought they were really cute, but I didn't think they were me.
Hmm.
To be fair, You do have an adult daughter, so you are kind of an old woman.
I wasn't at that point.
Yeah. That's was not an adult daughter.
So fucking funny.
I was not. This is the thing that has happened and will continue to happen.
Sure.
At con happens, and then my birthday is always the next week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which means that if I were to ever decide to pursue alcohol, I would not be able to have it until the next year. Mm-hmm. It also means that I technically get one more year in the teen room. It also means that I was not a legal adult at con this year, which means that I can't do fun adult things.
There's next year.
Yeah.
There is. But man, a matter of days.
Yeah.
Like 5 days too young.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit.
Next year, I will be able to go to the LAN after 10.
Nice.
It's very exciting.
Dun, dun, dun. But they're very Janine from Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
I'm down
with
that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do 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 do.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Wait, what?
You don't know who you are?
I'm Jessa.
Yay! Good job.
Hey, everybody. I could use some coffee. How about you?
I sure is.
Oh, my God, yes. Good.
Cool, we're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Produce one. I want to see this.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm still Jessa.
Yay.
Hey, everybody. Who likes coffee?
I fucking love coffee so much.
I do, too.
I don't like coffee. Okay.
Mm. Cool. Well, if you did like coffee, you would love True Stone. Cold press.
Yes.
Delicious. Mm. Amazing. Keeps you awake.
Hot coffee. Mm.
I've heard about them.
It is the only way that I survive working overnights.
Yes.
Oh,
and over
poor
days.
James has been taking little naps. Little break naps.
Which he wouldn't need to take if he had a glass of
that is
True
very
right
true.
Now.
Can you tell me more about this?
No.
You can find out everything that you need to find out by going to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Why, yes, TrueStoneCoffee.com.
.com.
On the internet?
On the very interwebs.
Or ARPANET, if that's your thing.
Is that still... No. Get out.
The Berkeley Systems
AOL keyword, True Stone.
Oh, shit. My God.
Not Gopher, so... No.
Yeah. Simply sign in to your Prodigy account and...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
And go
let me get my dial up.
Yeah.
And go to truestonecoffee.com and enter the promo code
Apropos.
Yeah, but it's spelled apropos.
And you can get 10% off of your order, which is already pretty inexpensive considering you are getting the best coffee imaginable delivered right to your door.
Delivered 100%. To your door. You don't even need to go get it.
Freshly roasted.
You can keep your pajamas on
or be naked if that's your thing.
I mean, preferably don't answer the door naked.
I mean, it's your house. You can do whatever you want.
You can, but the poor delivery
guy. That doesn't always mean doing everything that you want all the time.
Well, it's not like he stands there. He like leaves it on your doorstep and
you're assuming
walks
that this delivery
away.
Person is a man, and I object.
I mean, well, my delivery person has been a man.
He is. I've seen him and talked to him.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy, actually.
He is, yes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're Jenna. I'm like, yeah.
I would like to clarify that while I was talking to him, I did have clothes on.
Yeah, like...
That time.
Yeah.
This time,
delivery guy's like, you're Jenna. I'm like, yep. behold me in my glory of pajamas. I need this. I'll be going now.
Thought that was gonna be different.
And while you're chatting with your delivery guy, you know that you got a great deal.
Yeah.
Because you used the promo code.
Apropos.
Yeah, it's spelled apropos. It's
pronounced apropos. Spelled apropos. James, you're confusing me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what if somebody doesn't know how to spell apropos?
How did they find us?
This AON is the joke podcast? That you're making.
Okay, all right.
Like we go by AON. You can Google AON. Have you Googled Salsa AON is, podcast?
Salsa's in pain.
Look it up in the dictionary.
What if you don't know how to spell
it? Right. How do you look it up?
Well, if you don't know how to spell apropos.
I don't know. That's what my dad always told me.
I know. My mom told me the same thing.
Yeah, if you don't know how to spell too. It, how are you going to find it in the dictionary?
Catch 22.
I guess you just have to keep paging through it until you...
Yep. The entire A section.
Yep. You're assuming it starts with an A and not a silent Q.
Yeah, it might be...
Quapropos.
Quapropos?
Mm-hmm.
That like is it. Not the promo code.
No, it is not.
No, I think we should end that segment.
Yay. Anyway, drink True Stone. They're fantastic.
And instead, we should do something that we've been forgetting to do.
Shoutouts.
Yeah, the shoutouts.
Mm. What?
We have been forgetting to do those recently, and I'm sorry. Yeah. So does anybody have a shoutout, or should we give people a moment to think about shoutouts?
I do have a moment of silence.
What do you have for a shout-out, James?
I would like to give a shout-out to places that serve breakfast. Especially those that are open very early.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
You saved my life.
Yes.
And...
Literal lifesavers.
Yeah, and because of the hours that I work, when I go to get lunch, in quotes... it's difficult to find places that are even open at 3 a.m.
Right.
But there are places near where I work, and they're usually breakfast places. And they open bright and early, or they're open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And it's fucking fantastic to have a place nearby that is open reliably where I can get food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
I'm giving my shout out to circus performers.
Hey.
Ooh.
They do a job that I would love to have, and it's not an easy job, and it requires a lot of training and a lot of rehearsal and a lot of skill and talent, and it's not just a show up, do your thing, and leave. It's you know, traveling around and setting up and doing a show and then tearing down and moving on to the next place. It's a huge job, and then on top of it, they bring magic to people of all ages, and that's something that's truly special. Mm. And if I didn't have a family, I would definitely be trying to do that. Mm. And I respect those people a ton.
Yay.
Nice. Yay, no?
I would like to give a shout out to cold medication.
Oh, that's where I thought that was going. Yeah.
Because holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell the difference when I'm sick, if I've had it and if I haven't. The only problem is that sometimes you're so sick you forget to take it. Yeah. I spent one of my days like that where I was like, God, why do I feel worse? And but man, being able to take medication and to sleep through the night is incredible.
Hot damn.
By the way, the Mucinex Dayquil NyQuil stuff.
Yeah.
That's the best. Yeah. That is the shit.
Duly noted.
Oh my God. It's like I saw it and I was like, I think I'll try this because usually I just do like Dayquil or NyQuil. The Mucinex, oh my God,
Mucinex day and night.
Oh my God. I can't even. It's amazing.
The difference is night and day.
Get out. I'll see myself out. Just go. I don't even need you to push buttons. Fine. But yeah, no. Cold medications. Yeah. Love them.
Cool.
Also, over the past week, I went through 2 entire boxes of Kleenex.
Wow.
It was a store brand generic facial tissue, but you know, Kleenex. My nose isn't raw, so it's a really good.
Very nice.
The cub stuff.
Oh yeah, actually yeah.
Really good.
Mm, cool.
Anyway, so yeah.
Do you want to do a shout out or?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll shout out esports casters.
Oh.
Because they have a really like niche job that mm-hmm. not a lot of people know about, mm-hmm. And often they are what makes those games bearable.
Sure.
Because if I have no idea what's going on, they will tell me.
Yep.
And if a caster is doing a good job, you won't even know. Mm-hmm. Like, you won't even realize. But when a caster is doing a bad job, you will know that they are doing a bad job.
I was listening to the Idle Weekend podcast, and they were talking about esports casters. And, you know, one of the things they were saying is, you know, with most sports casters, most people have a pretty good idea, like, of what is happening.
Right.
Whereas esports casters have that added difficulty of, unless somebody already knows what's going on, they're just snowed.
Right.
Like,
what are esports?
Electronic video games as competitive sports.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I thought so, but I wasn't quite sure, and I thought maybe I'd clarify for others, if not for myself.
Overwatch, Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Hearthstone, Dota. Technically.
Brawlhalla, we were just
talking. Brawlhalla, has an esports scene.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they were talking specifically about the StarCraft and those ones where it's, you know, with a lot of sports, like, everything is right in front of you.
Yeah.
You know,
and that guy just kicked the ball to the other guy.
Exactly. You know, it's you can kind of see what's going on. Whereas, and even with, you know, the brawlers, the Street Fighters and things like that, it's all pretty much in front of you.
Yeah.
With a lot of those tactical games, you've got this massive board, and there's dozens of things all happening at once.
And now he's building a barracks, which is important because...
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and he's doing it now as opposed to at this point in time, and this is why. And just because there are so many moving pieces, having that esports caster who can explain that to you is invaluable, especially for somebody like me who is just stupid when it comes to sports.
I can understand the basic fundamentals of a game, but if they start pulling out terms that I have no idea what that means and they don't explain them, then I am left completely in the dark.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good shout out. I like that one.
Nice.
Well done.
Somebody, I was just reminded, I saw a YouTube video of the commentary, the sportscaster commentary for professional wrestling, but it was in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was taking the commentary for those things and then playing them over like cartoons of other things that they could apply to.
I saw that. It's real dumb.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to have to share this with me. One of you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pointing at you.
Cool.
Seemed likely.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hey, Salsa.
Yeah?
How about a Fast Five?
Whoa. I'm out of the loop.
Apparently, Jessa doesn't listen to this podcast. No, are you kidding me?
Nor should she.
Yeah,
really.
She's way too good for this.
I question why anybody does, really. This Fast Five comes to us from Entwining Rose.
Yay, Entwining Rose.
The person I asked last week to send me
the
questions.
Yes, the one we were waiting on.
Yes, because she sent them to me, or he sent them to me, or whoever Entwining Rose is sent them to me.
They. Go with they.
Sure.
Go with they.
I don't actually know who, I assume from Rose that it was.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
So we'll go with they. Question number one. Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Or Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah, probably Robin Williams.
For pretty much everything, Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Hoffman does really
really like Dustin Hoffman.
Fucking good stuff.
But no, you're right. I think I got to go with Robin
Williams. I'm bad with celebrities and names, you know what? So I'm looking up a picture of this guy so that I know who the heck we're talking about.
Difference. I think Dustin Hoffman...
Dustin Hoffman was Captain Hook in Hook. And Robin Williams is Robin Williams.
I know Robin Williams.
Okay, I figured that one was pretty obvious. Oh.
Played Robin Williams in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Robin Williams was Robin Williams.
And, yep. Because I think he was in Stranger Than Fiction.
Okay.
I've used up all the data. Oh.
Well, yes.
Anyway.
Cool. I do not know who that guy is.
Yeah,
so you're going with.
I'm going with Robin Williams.
Okay. Yeah. Question number two. Gene Hackman or Tyler Perry?
It's all celebrities, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not good with celebrities
same.
Either.
I'm going to go with Gene Hackman on this one.
I think I'm going to go with Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman was Lex Luthor in the original Superman movies. Yep.
Okay. And who's the other person?
And a bunch of other movies star him.
The other one was Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is the comedian that does all of the Madea stuff.
The what now?
The Madea.
Like Madea's house.
Comedy.
Madea Boo?
That you're not. This thing? This is a dead end, James.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's a comedian.
Okay. Yes.
Cool. I'm going to go with him.
Gene Hackman is an amazing actor. He was in Enemy of the State. Lots of
yeah. All right. Stuff. I like. Was it? It's Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. I'm gonna go with Tyler Perry, because that sounds like a name that I could apply to many different people.
Fair.
Whereas Gene Hackman sounds very, very like a very specific personality.
Fair.
Okay. I'm going with the second one.
Tyler Perry,
whose name I've already forgotten, but Tyler you said he was a comedian, so
yeah.
Question number three. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Arnold.
He was in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Also Jingle All the Way. California.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Or, I'm just giving a shit. Or Willem Dafoe.
Oh, shit.
I don't know that one.
Willem Dafoe, Last Temptation of Christ. Also Boondock Saints. And the first... Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie. He was Green Goblin.
Yep.
I'm going with my man Arnie.
I'm going with Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, he looks apocalypse like now madness. And yeah,
not Apocalypse Now.
Would I want to fight?
that's the question. The is what is, the question is?
I can't even guess.
Right.
And usually I can, but
I think. No, I'm just deciding on context. Who would I want to fight? I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger because at least I know I'd get really fun taglines.
Oh, yeah, there
he's a bodybuilder, isn't he? Like
He was a Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bodybuilder. That's not necessarily... it doesn't necessarily translate into useful muscle.
No,
just muscle that looks good.
As a matter of fact, when he went to film Conan, the Barbarian, he had to stop doing his upper body workouts. Otherwise, he could not grip the sword with both hands because his muscles were in the way. He couldn't swing the sword because there was too much
muscle.
They
should have just had a woman come on and explain how to use a sword with boobs. This is an issue. Boobs get in the way when you're swinging in swords.
Huh.
Just saying. SAFD doesn't cover that either. It's really fun trying to navigate that. Continue.
Okay, so
all right.
I have said Willem Dafoe. You have said James.
I'm going to go with Willem Dafoe.
Okay. You said Schwarzenegger.
Yep. I'm going with Arnie.
Arnie, okay. Question number four. Eddie Murphy... Or Arsenio Hall?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
No idea who that last person is.
I gotta go with...
I sometimes forget how fucking old I am.
Coming to America? No. the Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going with Eddie Murphy.
I'm going with Arsenio Eddie, I guess.
A couple of different movies. I'll do Eddie Murphy.
I'll do Eddie Murphy.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Mushu.
Fair enough.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. So we're all Eddie?
Seems like. Yep.
Question number five. Oh, God. Tony Curtis or Jack Lemmon?
There's no Cage in any of these questions.
Oh.
What?
No Nick Cage.
No Nick Cage in any of these questions.
Doesn't seem like it.
Nope.
I'm disappointed.
I'm going with Tony Curtis on this.
I don't know.
I'm absolutely going with Tony.
Either of those people.
What's going on?
Gentlemen
either.
Prefer blondes? No.
Good luck.
I don't know either.
The Odd Couple?
Yeah, no. I'm going with Jack Lemmon both because of The Odd Couple, but also because of Grumpier Old Men.
Yeah.
Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men.
I'm going to go with the opposite of whatever my mother picks.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Lemmon because that sounds tasty.
I don't know what you're implying there, but I don't know that I like it.
No, I didn't mean to imply. Just like I like the word lemon.
Yeah. So you're going Tony Curtis then?
I guess.
Well done.
All right.
Question number one.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman or Robin Williams? Who looks better in drag?
Robin Williams.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
No, Tootsie was...
Yeah, Tootsie was good.
I'm just picturing
both of them because I haven't seen either of them.
Well, Mrs. Doubtfire was technically,
yeah.
But Robin Williams did a bunch of other stuff too. The thing that I do like about Robin Williams' drag is that he never seemed uncomfortable in it.
Mm-hmm.
There is that,
right?
And I appreciate that because it's a fucking dress. Like
Dustin Hoffman as Tootsie.
Damn.
Yeah, that's real good.
Mm-hmm. That's, yep.
I gotta go Dustin Hoffman on this one.
I'm sticking with my choice of Dustin Hoffman.
Cool. Question number two. Gene Hackman or Tyler Perry? Who looks better in drag?
Oh.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah. And I feel like Birdcage. We really just don't get to play, but yeah.
I'm gonna go Tyler Perry. I think Tyler Perry hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
Because in Birdcage, he was very specifically supposed to be uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
Whereas Tyler Perry plays women.
Well, now,
Madea.
Now it's occurred to me that, like, if all of these questions are who looks better in drag...
Let me check.
When has Arnold Schwarzenegger done drag?
That's a really good question.
They both pull out their phones.
I am sure
that it was handled with the utmost tact.
Oh, of course. Obviously.
Obviously. For those of you who don't know, because this is an audio-based podcast and not everybody knows my mother, I am trans.
Yay.
Hooray. Well,
so drag questions can be exciting.
Huh.
Oh, in junior...
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Suppose. Huh. Actually, not as...
Anyways, I totally sidetracked. Okay, what is the question at hand?
So, Gene Hackman or Tyler Perry, who looks better in drag?
I have no fucking clue.
I'm going to go Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry plays a woman in a lot of... All of his Madea movies, he plays the titular Madea.
Okay. 100%.
Okay, question number three.
I have absolutely no basis for any of that.
Oh, do you want to see a picture?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger or Willem Dafoe, who looks better in drag? I'm going Willem Dafoe.
I am also going Willem Dafoe.
Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
Mm. Honestly, probably not Arnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
All right, question number four. Eddie Murphy or Arsenio Hall, who looks better in drag?
I would probably say
Arsenio Hall. I can't remember seeing either of them, but I would guess.
I have a very weird.
Eddie Murphy in the Nutty Professor movies.
Oh, I suppose.
I never saw the Nutty Professor movies.
This is Arsenio Hall in drag.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I wish I passed that.
Oh, yeah. In Coming to America.
Yes.
Yeah, In Coming to America. Yes, Arsenio Hall. Definitely Arsenio.
And again, I'm sure it was handled with the utmost care, but yeah. No, I'm going Arsenio. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That
was a really good movie, yeah.
All right, question number 5. Tony Curtis or Jack Lemmon, better in drag? Oh, my God, Tony Curtis.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Ew. Tony Curtis's eyes. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Tony Curtis is a pretty man.
Tony Curtis.
And I'm Jack, really sad we can't play
just
this
look
one.
At Jack Lemmon and no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tony Curtis is a pretty man.
Tony Curtis is a very pretty dude. But
yeah.
Also, let's see.
Visual jokes on
an audio podcast.
I mean, at this point, I'm sure the audience is playing along and looking them up as
sure,
well, right? Hopefully. Like, they can come to their own conclusions.
Yeah.
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 Huh.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Some Like It Hot is a great movie, and Tony Curtis is a pretty, pretty person. Just in general.
I'll go with Tony Curtis. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very much to Entwining Rose.
I noticed we didn't get asked about, like, Patrick Swayze or... John
There's
Leguizamo.
A lot of people that we didn't...
I guess that answers my question on why Cage wasn't... Did he ever do drag?
I'm about to find out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now I'm really curious.
Right. Now I'm picturing that, and I just...
While you're doing that, I'm going to say, if you would like to submit a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second email should contain a repeat of the choices and the questions being asked.
So that we can find out who is right and who is dead.
All right. And then make sure that you give them similar subjects so I know that they go together. And if you are sending in more than one Fast Five, give them not the same subject line so Google doesn't thread them. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you get us a physical copy, yours will get jumped to the top of the line. And if you bribe us with booze or some other things, we will absolutely make sure you get there. And don't try to... I mean, by all means, sneak them in, but let us know that you're sneaking them in so they don't get thrown out with the recycling.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit thrown away.
Who's got something to plug?
Me and a group of friends are doing a tabletop podcast soon, has been the operative word for fucking forever. It's called Wonder Roll. It's going to be fantastic. It is the story of 4 adventurers.
Very well chosen.
Including a... greedy bard, a barbarian that punches things with her bare hands, an alligator with a shotgun, and the nicest druid you'll ever meet. We are hopefully recording by the end of the month, and we'll soon start having stuff out. You can find us. We have a website. I don't immediately remember... the URL of the website, but I'm...
We can put it in the show notes if you send it to us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Or we can talk about it in subsequent episodes. Or
yep. And hopefully that should get out soon. I'm very excited for it.
All right.
Yeah.
Jenna, anything?
I'll wait until next week.
Okay.
All right.
James?
Coming up with Fringe is Deep in the 100-Acre Wood, a Pooh Dunning.
Couple weeks from now.
Yeah. I am nervous and excited and I'm so fucking pumped, you guys. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I should also mention the show that got the Fearless sponsorship. Next, the musical, A Sidekick Story, is also going on during Fringe. It sounds pretty great. I hope to be able to sneak out and watch that show. It's a show put together by Angela Fox that is songs from the perspective of the sidekick.
Do we know when the family-friendly Pulp Fiction goes up? Is that for Fringe, or is that...
That is for Fringe, yep.
Yeah.
That is not a Fearless show, though.
We have... it is Fearless adjacent.
Yes.
Yes. We have friends and former guests who are in that as well.
It is called the Family-Friendly Pulp Fiction, and then in parentheses, not intended for families.
Right. It is definitely not. Yep.
I was going to wait until next week, but Fringe Orphans. That's it. That is all I'm doing for Fringe.
What? Week, guys.
I know.
What?
I know. Ha! Take that, Salsa. Yeah, that's it.
Fucking hell just got real cold.
Yeah. One show and it's not even a full show.
What?
Just doing some vignette work.
The fuck?
With the lovely Bryn Berryhill. So, yeah.
She's cool.
I've heard only the best things.
About Bryn Berryhill?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So those are some shows that you should keep an eye / ear open for. We will probably talk about them more in depth as we get closer. I don't have anything to plug at all right now, so
That's it.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening for yet another week. Thank you to our very special guest, Jessa.
Yeah.
Thank you
for being here.
I exist.
Yay.
Thank you to
Swain. I have for 18 years now.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make you feel as old as possible.
Meanwhile, I adjust my old lady glasses.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all we've got then.
Thank you for the Fast Five. Twining Rose?
Entwining
Rose? Yes.
Okay. So I guess the only thing left for us to do is say, eat the fucking cake.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.